All right. Good morning, everybody. Scott Morozek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Happy Friday. And this news update is brought to you by Popham Flooring, across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. The Blue Star Mothers Club Chapter Michigan 178 will be sending Christmas care packages to deployed U.S. troops again this year and is inviting local families to submit names and mailing addresses to their loved ones serving by November 30th. Submissions can be emailed to bsmthumb178@hotmail.com. The effort seeks to support morale and remind service members overseas that their community is thinking of them during the holiday season. This chapter, based in Michigan's Thumb region, regularly organizes care package drives for the holidays and other special occasions. In previous years, the chapter has successfully sent hundreds, sometimes nearly 1,000 holiday packages to servicemen and women stationed overseas. Blue Star Mothers is a nonprofit, nonpartisan veteran service organization made up of mothers, relatives, and supporters of military personnel with a mission to boost troop morale and support local veterans. Community members are also encouraged to donate items or funds to help fill the packages with comfort items and holiday treats, though the Thumb chapter primarily needs recipient addresses at this time. Past collections have included essentials as well as holiday-themed goodies, all packed and shipped by volunteers. Blue Star Mothers Club Chapter Michigan 178 continues its annual tradition to keep the spirits of the U.S. troops lifted while they are far from home at Christmas time. And again, that email address is bsmthumb178@hotmail.com. The Michigan Post Office is waving a red flag before the big holiday rush hits us here. The United States Postal Service says that scammers are already circling holiday packages, the gifts you are already tracking, so are these crooks. The warning comes in part of USPS's Project Safe Delivery that was rolled out ahead of the busiest shipping weeks of the year. If you get a text or email claiming there's a delivery hiccup with a link to, quote, fix your address or pay a tiny, quote, re-delivery fee, you're probably getting scammed. That link will send you to a fake USPS lookalike page to get your credit card number and personal information. This is a smishing scam, and it explodes during the holidays. The fastest and easiest way to avoid the scam is don't tap on any links if you get a text that claims you're experiencing, quote, delivery problems. Check the actual website, app, or account you use. Don't just follow a link from a text message. The USPS won't text you asking for fees or personal data. If a message does ask for any of that, chances are it is not legit. You can forward spam texts to 7726 and file a report with the Postal Inspection Service. If you entered info, contact your bank and lock down your accounts. The USPS is also advising that if you want to beat the porch pirates, ship earlier. USPS is currently recommends sending dates for delivery before December 25th, by December 17th for ground advantage and first class, December 18th for priority mail, and December 20th for priority mail express. A limo bus crash closed I-75 in southeast Michigan yesterday. The crash was reported at 6:15 p.m. on southbound I-75 near the exit to I-275, that's exit 20 in Monroe County. The limo bus reportedly overturned on the highway, resulting in multiple injuries, Michigan State Police said. State Police did not say exactly how many injuries there were, but those injured were transported to Toledo Hospital and Monroe Hospital. And we will be right back.
In a world full of trends, hardwood never goes out of style. At Popham Flooring, they're not just selling floors, they're helping you build something real. Solid hardwood that lasts, that feels warm under your feet, and holds memories, not just furniture. This generation is about investing in what matters. So why settle for cheap imitation or throwaway looks? Popham Flooring offers handcrafted hardwood options that speak to your style and your standards. Rustic, refined, modern, or timeless, they've got it. Your home should reflect who you are, not just today, but for years to come. Popham Flooring West of Bad Axe, real wood, real life, real you. Stop in and check out their showroom to start your next chapter one step at a time. Pop'em Flooring, located west of Bad Axe on M53, or call 989-269-7358.
On Tuesday, October 28th, a Port Huron police officer was dispatched to a residence in the 3500 block of Williamsburg Drive to handle a neighbor dispute related to an animal complaint. While speaking with one of the involved parties, the officer learned that the individual had an active warrant for her arrest. When the officer informed the woman that she was being placed under arrest, she began to resist. During the encounter, a second woman, identified as the suspect's roommate, attempted to interfere and prevent the officer from taking the woman into custody. While the officer was attempting to gain control of the situation, the roommate intentionally released two large dogs from their cages inside the home. Both dogs charged toward the officer. Fearing for his safety, the officer discharged his firearm as the dogs advanced. The officer was able to retreat safely and waited for backup officers to arrive. Both women were taken into custody once additional officers arrived and were lodged at the St. Clair County Intervention Center. As a result, Julia Anna Francis Piper, 21, was arraigned on charges of assault with a dangerous weapon, felonious assault, and assaulting, resisting, obstructing a police officer. Also, Paige Marie Armstrong, 23, was arraigned on a charge of assaulting, resisting, and obstructing a police officer. Armstrong was given a $10,000 personal recognizance bond, and Piper was given a $5,000 personal recognizance bond. Both women are scheduled for a probable cause conference on November 12th, and a preliminary examination on November 19th before Judge Armstrong. One dog sustained non-life-threatening shoulder and foot injuries and was released to family members along with the second uninjured dog. The Port Huron Police Department's Criminal Investigative Division continues to investigate the incident. A 68-foot spruce from Sault Ste. Marie, donated by Linda Reed to honor her grandparents, Lawrence and Nettie Ritchie, has been chosen as Michigan's official 2025 state Christmas tree. On Thursday, October 30th, the Michigan Department of Technology, Management, and Budget, along with partner organizations, will oversee a harvesting ceremony at the Ritchie family's former home. Following the ceremony, the tree will be prepared for transport and begin its journey to Lansing. The tree's arrival at the east side of the state capitol is scheduled for the morning of Saturday, November 1st, with local Boy Scouts set to untie its branches and the Highball Company providing crane services to set it in place. Once positioned, Lansing's forestry team, the Capitol Commission, and Board of Water and Light will begin preparations for holiday decorations. The tree is set to be officially lit on November 21st during the Silver Bells in the City celebration, marking the 39th year of this Michigan holiday tradition. And many museums began reassessing security after the jewelry heist at the Louvre in Paris. Some were also reflecting on the inherent tension in the task of securing art. Museums are meant to welcome people to engage with art and not create distance from it. The Louvre has acknowledged major security lapses, but it has also received messages of solidarity from the art world. Experts highlight the difficulty of securing art in historic buildings not designed as museums. They say the focus is on finding a workable balance between security and accessibility. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And it was brought to you by Pop'em Flooring, across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Pop'em Flooring, just west of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.